News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The role of judicial reviews in how they apply when it comes to the planning process is going to be in the spotlight today at the Bar of Ireland conference, where a number of senior government officials will be contributing. With me is Sean Geeran, who's chair of the Council of the Bar of Ireland. Sean, the generally held wisdom is that one of the biggest stumbling blocks, or at least one of the biggest delays in large infrastructural planning now, is the judicial review. Is that true?
Good morning, Anton. Thank you for having me on. No, that's not true. And you don't need to take it from me, because the Accelerating Infrastructure Task Force that the government set up last year reported in December on what needs to be done to improve delivery of infrastructure in this country. And they recommended 30 different actions to improve the delivery of infrastructure. Only two of them relate to judicial review. And of those two, one of them is really about reviewing the process of judicial review to see whether it can be changed.
Now, the forward from the minister to that document did refer to judicial reviews as one of the biggest blocks to the process, and distilled much of the data to support that.
Well, the data isn't there to support that, actually, Anton. There's repeated reference, for example, to the case that related to the Greater Dublin Drainage Project, which in fact was largely delayed in the planning process, not in the judicial review process. Even that argument takes no account of improvements in the judicial review system since then. So court procedures have been reformed to make sure these cases get to court more quickly and then take less time in.
That's
court.
Relatively new, though, isn't it? That's only 2004 that Act came in.
Well, the new planning and environment list was set up in late 2023. There was initially a practice direction from the President of the High Court that has now been solidified, so to speak, in formal court rules.
There is a generally held belief, though, that when judicial review, that if you get to large-scale planning, almost half of the projects will be judicial reviewed, and that effectively, at least pre-2004, when that occurred, there was going to be a stoppage for six or more months while that review occurred in two stages. Is that not the case?
Well, you hear people saying, for example, that there was a judicial review proceedings commenced in relation to the Dublin Metro project, and people were using that as an example of how judicial review delays delivery of infrastructure projects. We've been waiting almost 25 years since it was first proposed for a metro from Dublin city centre to the airport, and what people need to understand is the reasons why it has taken 25 years and we still haven't got an inch of track laid. And the reasons for that are set out in the Accelerating Infrastructure Report. They're to do with things like maintaining capital investment, particularly in periods of economic downturn. They're about multi-annual budgeting for large-scale capital projects. And there is an issue about regulatory complexity.
But that doesn't address whether or not judicial reviews are nonetheless contributory to that, and contributory at a point when the meter is running to a degree that it isn't before the process begins.
Well, what judicial review is about is assessing the lawfulness of the decision. And you saw just this week reporting suggesting the government were considering judicially reviewing an adverse decision in relation to the hospital project in Dublin city centre. Judicial review is neutral as between pro-development and anti-development. Judicial review is simply about ensuring that the law is applied. And there's an important public interest there that protects the way our country is run and protects the rule of law, which is absolutely essential.
But is there not a better way to balance that, is my question, Sean? If I know that you have started a large project, you have consultants on board, you have already started to rack up costs, the meter is running to an extraordinary degree, I take you under a judicial review and that holds for 6 months while you run up costs. That's problematic from a public perspective, isn't it?
Well, there has to be a way of assessing neutrally and independently whether something was done lawfully or not, and that's what courts do. And the process has been improved to make sure that that happens more quickly than it used to. The real issue, if you're looking at delay, is on the regulatory side. So, for example, large-scale infrastructural projects require multiple approvals, planning approvals, environmental approvals, and various other licensing approvals. And what the Infrastructure Task Force report says is that there's a significant job of work to be done in making the planning and regulatory systems more coherent. That's really the target, and it should be, not ultimately court assessment of whether or not the process was lawful.
But presumably there is, though, a knowledge among those who want to even use it as a negotiating tool that the mere fact of judicially reviewing a project will put pressure on those who are doing it and may cause them to acquiesce in relation to planning protests or planning appeals. And because of that, we have seen a fair increase in judicial review processes in the recent years, haven't we?
We have seen an increase in judicial reviews, but In response to that, what I'd say is if you look at the history of An Bord Pleanála, prior to the mid-2010s, it was almost judicial review proof. It was very rarely judicially reviewed, and if it was judicially reviewed, they were successful in defending their decision-making. The core issue here is the quality of administrative decision-making. That's one of the issues at our conference this afternoon.
That conference is the Bar of Ireland conference, where a number of senior government officials will be contributing on exactly these kind of topics, and that's Sean Geeran, who is chair of the Council of the Bar of Ireland.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.